With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. There are fresh doubts about the status of peace talks between the United States and Iran. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Iran's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard fired on ships in the Strait of Hormuz a day after President Trump extended a ceasefire, although the American blockade of all Iranian ports remains in place. The president is giving Iran time to develop a unified proposal, but Iran has yet to decide whether to join a new round of talks. A spokesman with Iran's foreign ministry accused American negotiators of showing disregard and lack of good faith. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Another state is moving ahead with a new congressional map for November.
Voters in Virginia have approved a congressional redistricting plan that could help Democrats win up to four additional U.S. House seats in this year's midterm elections.
We don't have the population of Northern Virginia.
Ruth Ann McCartney voted in South Hill.
As a rural area, we just need to be heard.
She was a no.
I just want to be even.
Tangerine Gost voted yes.
Democrats and Republicans. To me, it really, they're going to do what they're going to want to do anyway.
Joanne Lucy's theory?
I'm wondering if maybe it's just because of Trump.
But their votes may not be the final say. The question still faces legal challenges, including before the state Supreme Court. I'm Ben Thomas.
Wildfires are intensifying across the southeastern U.S. They've destroyed nearly 50 homes in Georgia. The fires also have forced evacuations and school closures. Some of the biggest blazes are among Georgia's coast and around Jacksonville, Florida. On Wall Street, the Dow by 340 points. The NASDAQ rose 397. The S&P advanced 73. Oil hovering near $93 a barrel. This is SRN News. Pittsburgh hosts its first March for Life. Correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
It took place last Saturday near the University of Pittsburgh's main campus and drew nearly 1,000 pro-life advocates. Lydia Davis of Students for Life of America tells LifeSite News that the location of the event was no accident. She says, quote, "This is where the message needs to be heard. We're hoping to reach especially Gen Z on this campus with the message that women don't need abortion, that 28% of Gen Z were aborted." Michael Harrington reporting.
The Human Rights Campaign is launching a $15 million investment targeting Republicans in battleground districts ahead of the fall's midterm elections. The leading LGBT advocacy group in the U.S. says this will be the most money it has ever spent on a midterm. The campaign comes after years of losses at the ballot box and in the courts for the gay rights movement. This is SRN News. There's a legislative battle going on in the state of Massachusetts to keep sewage out of waterways. We hear more on the story from correspondent Donna Warder reporting.
The Alewife Brook in Massachusetts runs through parts of Cambridge, Arlington, and Somerville, and is popular with runners and wildlife watchers. But it receives millions of gallons of untreated sewage each year from wastewater. The same pipes for storm runoff are used for wastewater. Environmental advocates want separate pipes, saying untreated wastewater flowing into bodies of water is being exacerbated by climate change. The Massachusetts Water Resources Authority approved a more conservative approach that would reduce discharges during heavy storms. A final plan is expected January 2027. I'm Donna Warder.
More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.